Hi, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okelola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, thank you for subscribing, and for those that have followed me on Spotify, thank you so much, and on Apple Music, thank you so much. Special appreciation to those who have been sharing this podcast. Thank you so much. You are the reason why this podcast is growing. In the past couple of weeks, this podcast has really grown and is now reaching more audience. I want to specially appreciate you. Thank you so much. You are welcome on board again today. We are going to have another wonderful time together. Please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Let me use this medium to say Happy New Month, everyone. It is the fifth month of the year, and in the spirit of the new month, I am led to say a prayer for you on this episode. Actually, the Holy Spirit already inspired this in my heart while I recorded the last episode. And at that time, I didn't even realize that it was going to be the beginning of a new month. So today, by the special grace of God, I'm going to be saying a prayer for you. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. And please, if you are yet to follow me on Spotify, please do so. And please also make sure that you rate this show, so that when you rate this show, it gives it an opportunity to be seen by even a larger audience. Thank you so much. This is the fifth month of the year. Five is the number of grace. I am praying that the grace of God will be sufficient in your life. Amen. The Bible says in 3 John and verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know that your soul keeps well and prospers. For a person to prosper in every way, I believe that these four aspects of their lives must give them joy and fulfillment. Number one, family. Number two, their health. Number three, their finances. And number four, their spiritual life. And that's why today I'm praying for your family. May the Lord speak peace over every storm that is trying to blow you apart. As the word of the Lord says in 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, that the house of Saul was against the house of David, but the house of David was growing stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul was growing weaker and weaker. May every opposition against your family become weak and disappear, while your family grows strong in the Lord and His grace, in the name of Jesus. May your wife be a source of complete joy and peace. May your husband be filled with wisdom, strength, and grace to lead your family, in the name of Jesus. May your children surround you. May they surround your table. May they flourish. May your children serve the Lord and love Him. May you have joy over them. May the Lord bless this family where my voice is sounding right now, in the name of Jesus. I am praying for your health. No matter what is working in the life of a person, if their health is not prospering, it won't make much sense. And therefore, right now, I'm praying healing over your body. May your body, your soul, and your mind, and your emotions be healed. I pray healing for your broken heart, healing for your sick body, in the name of Jesus. Christ took your place in suffering and pain The Bible says that he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and by his stripes we have been healed. And therefore I declare that you begin to walk in health, even as Christ has purchased it for us. May your health not fail. May your mind be sound. May you live to fulfill God's purpose for your life. The number of your days shall be fulfilled. I cancel in the name of Jesus every threat and appointment of death over your life. In the name of Jesus, may you continually walk in health. You will no longer have a reason to live in hospitals. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every case of high blood pressure. I cancel every case of diabetes. I cancel every case of sickle cell. I cancel every case of, you know, all manners of sickness, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice right now, I cancel them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, say a resounding amen. Amen. I am praying for your finances. I believe that an attack on a person's finances is an attack on their life. Because a man sustains himself by the things that he do, by the things that brings money into his hands. And that's how people sustain themselves. So an attack on a person's finance is just like an attack on their life. So I'm praying for your finances today. I am praying, therefore, that the enemy will take its hand off every source of your financial provisions. Your business, your job, your career, whatever is paying the bills for you. May the Lord take over and release his blessings upon you financially. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 that Christ became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. So it is God's will that we should prosper financially. It is God's will that we should have more than enough financially. Therefore, I speak wealth into your life. May you not be poor. I pray that the Lord will settle every pending bill. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will grant you financial fortune. I pray that the Lord will grant you financial favor. I pray that the Lord will grant you financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. May that contract be signed. May that deal be closed. May that business begin to grow in the name of Jesus. May you experience financial freedom and financial liberty in the name of Jesus. If you have an urgent need and an urgent bill to pay, I declare in the name of Jesus that those bills are settled. Receive supernatural financial provisions in the name of Jesus. I remember how I prayed this prayer over my people at the church, and at all times there are always testimonies. Every urgent bill that you need to settle in the name of Jesus, may the Lord settle them for you now. I remember one of my precious daughters at a particular time, and then we're having a meeting in the evening like this, and then I prophesied like that and said, in the name of Jesus, God will supply every need, every bill that you need to settle in the next 24 hours. God is going to settle it. And she was going to pay her school fees. She doesn't even know where to get the school fees from. And in 24 hours, she just went to bed, and by the time she woke up in the morning, there was an alert on her phone for the money that she needed to pay. So I'm prophesying to you also this morning, as you believe, that every bill, every urgent bill that needs to be settled, may the Lord settle it for you now in the name of Jesus. Finally, I am praying over your spiritual life. Outside of God, there is no fulfillment. And this is why, no matter what you have, if you don't have God, it will never satisfy. May the Lord cause your heart to burn afresh for him. May the love of God be kindled afresh in you. I activate in you a fresh hunger and passion for God, his word, and his presence through prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, May you not be a victim of Pharaoh's principle. I remember my man of God teaching about the Pharaoh principle at a particular time. When the word of God came to the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, and God spoke to Moses to go and deliver them, Moses was going to tell them what God told him and how that God has, you know, sent him to come and deliver them from the land of Egypt. And then when this was told to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said the reason why they had time to be listening to the word of God in the mouth of Moses was because they didn't have enough work occupying them. So he said, increase the work that they are doing and reduce the support that you are giving them, so that they will not have time for the word of God. So Pharaoh gave them more work so that they will not have time for the word of God. And this is what is happening in the life of so many people. They now have more work. The devil has filled their life and filled their hands, occupied them with more work. They now work around the clock that they don't even have time again for the word of God. And this is how people start to backslide. So I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus that the principle of Pharaoh, you will not be a victim to Pharaoh's principle that fills you or that occupies you with so much work that you don't have time for God. In the name of Jesus, may your heart burn for God. In the name of Jesus, may you receive grace to live a life that is full of desire for God. May your heart pant for God. May you have a desire. May you thirst. May you hunger for God. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to live a life that is pleasing to God. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to serve God with truthfulness. Receive grace to serve God with joy. Receive grace to pray without ceasing. Receive grace to desire the word of God at all times. In the name of Jesus, may you prosper spiritually. In the name of Jesus, may you prosper in every aspect, in every sphere of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your life will never remain the same again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you have been blessed with this episode. If this blessed you, please do well to share it with your friends, your family, on your social media platforms. Please do well to share this podcast. Thank you so much. Also be a blessing to another person. And as you are being a blessing to other people, you are also being a blessing to me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, if you are listening on Spotify and you have not followed me, please do well to follow me on Spotify. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please do well to follow me on Apple Podcasts. All right, and you can follow me on all my social media, on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you want to reach me, you can send me an email via olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, and I am your partner in progress. Thank you for listening.